everyone. This is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. As we reflected back and celebrated an amazing 2019, and again thank you to everyone who joined our year-end celebration this week, I was yet again humbled and challenged about being in God's presence. I'm talking about truly resting in Him, finding our joy in Him, and reviving our hearts as we seek Him first in everything. What does it mean to be in His presence? How do we get into His presence? Why is being in the presence of our Heavenly Father so special and important for us? Our scripture this week comes from Psalm 139, verse 3 to 7. You are so intimately aware of me, Lord. You read my heart like an open book, and you know all the words I'm about to speak before I even start a sentence. You know every step I will take before my journey even begins. You've gone into my future to prepare the way. With your hand of love upon my life, you impart a blessing on me. This is just too wonderful, deep, and incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings me wonder and strength. Where could I go from your spirit? Where could I run and hide from your face? The Bible teaches us that God is everywhere. He is omnipresent. David reminds us that we can never escape the presence of God, not even if we ascend to heaven, take the wings of dawn, dwell in the remotest parts of the sea, or let darkness cover us. Once we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have constant access to God's presence. Heinz Oldewacher said it so beautifully during our year-end celebration. Jesus is God's presence with us, and when He ascended to heaven, He left the Holy Spirit to dwell within us. And as a quick side note, do yourself a favor and watch the profound message on the presence of God by Heinz. It's available on our website as an insert to this wrap when you click on the wrap link. So if God is present everywhere, we do not have to do something to be in His presence. He is already here. It's about our awareness of His presence, being awakened to experiencing Him in and through our lives. So let us be determined this week to seek God first in everything we do. What is your first reaction when you are in need? Who do you go to first for help? We so easily revert to doing things in our own ability, to fixing and controlling the elements in our lives. Our amazing Heavenly Father loves us unconditionally and cannot wait for us to call out to Him, seeking Him first in all we do. He promises that if we seek Him, He will be found by us, and He will hear us. He will satisfy our needs and bless us beyond anything we could ever ask for or imagine. And let's be determined to quieten down, be still, and trust God. In the busyness of our lives, it's sometimes hard to be quiet, to wait upon our Lord, and to be still in His presence. God is here. Do we acknowledge His presence? Or are we too preoccupied, too busy? This reminds me of Mary and Martha. Are we busy preparing for things and serving or impressing others? And these are all good works. The emphasis here is on being too busy with these things. How often do we miss the chance to just sit at Jesus' feet, allowing Him to teach us, love on us, and influence our every step? And lastly, let's be intentional about experiencing God's presence. What does your calendar look like? Is there time for God? Are you intentional about setting time aside to connect with God, seeking Him first and pursuing Him as King of your heart and the Lord over your life? Our Heavenly Father's love never runs out. He will never leave or forsake us. He is always with us. When we call out to Him, He will answer. When we seek Him first, He will be found by us. As our prayer today, let's listen to this amazing blessing Laura Bardenhorst sang over us during our year-end celebration. It's a doxology by Hillsong Worship, and it's called From Whom All Blessings Flow. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.